Did your parents ever order you to just go play outside? Studies show kids are spending less time outdoors, far less than their parents and grandparents did. The trend is worrying to some observers who fear a lack of connection to nature bodes especially ill for states with rural issues like Maine. Jennifer Mitchell reports.
It has flowers and pigs, sunshine and mud. But best of all, it has room and time to let you find out what it's all about, without being marched in lines and told what you have to do every 5 minutes.
This 1942 educational film is called A Child Went Forth. It's an allusion to a Walt Whitman poem about self-discovery through experience. In the film, children are encouraged to run loose on a farm and splash about in mud holes without too much supervision. It's just the sort of childhood Al Cowperthwaite remembers in Holton.
I'm in my 60s, and when I was a kid, my parents would give me some breakfast, and they'd push me out the back door, and I'd go down in the neighborhood with my other friends, and they wouldn't start looking for us until supper time.
Cowperthwaite grew up to become the executive director of the North Maine Woods, a 3.5 million acre working forest, which is also open to the public for recreation. But he notes that fishing in the North Maine Woods has fallen by 40% over the last decade, and hunting is less than half what it was in the 1990s. Overall, visitorship to the North Maine Woods has fallen by more than a third over the last decade, with even fewer children and teens among the numbers.
Today's children are pretty well structured. There's band and music and sports, and pretty much most of their life is structured around some activity, which is quite a lot different than it was 4 or 5 decades ago.
In fact, today's kid spends an average of just 12 minutes a day playing outside and more than 10 hours inside being inactive, according to the Seattle Children's Research Institute. The average 16-year-old spends 9 hours a day looking at screens. And a Yale University study last year found that both children and adults are becoming increasingly disconnected from the natural world. As part of an effort to encourage young people to learn about the outdoors, Cowperthwaite says the North Maine Woods has dropped all entry fees for anyone under 18.
These folks are going to be voters at some point, and they should understand the relationship between their how they live and the natural world around them. See where their paper and their furniture and their lumber comes from.
I think we have to have advocates who have experienced it at first hand and can really sort of academically and emotionally connect the dots.
Susan Gallo with Maine Audubon says it can be hard to motivate citizens to act on important policy issues such as curbing fertilizer runoff or restricting lead tackle until they've actually seen a dying loon. And Gallo says technology, while valuable, is no substitute for the real thing.
Years ago, we talked to some scientists at MIT who were thinking about a world of sensors, and we could put cell phones and record sounds, and you could tune in, you know, you would never have to go outside. You'd just sit on your computer and you could, you know, hear the birds over here, or you could listen to the frogs over here. My reaction was, that's horrifying. Like, that's terrible.
But fewer people are choosing to experience the real thing, and the reasons are complex, as Lauren Jacobs, a physical education lecturer at the University of Maine in Orono. In some cases, it's how the family thinks about the outdoors or where they live.
Do they live in a place where there's outdoor space available? Perceived safety? So do children and adults feel that whether justified or not, feel that the outdoors is a safe place.
And safety is a legitimate concern. There are risks of falling, drowning, getting lost. As part of an effort to address some of the concerns, Jacobs is coordinating a new outdoor leadership minor at UMaine starting in the fall. The idea, she says, is to ensure that passionate and proficient adults are there to guide others in their discovery or rediscovery of nature. But she says parents and schools also have a role to play.
How are we prioritizing time? Are we making access democratic? Public school that's accessible to every kid. So how can we make sure that kids in public schools are getting time outdoors so that we know that every kid is getting access?
Back at the gateway to the North Maine Woods, one kid who is getting access is 9-year-old Isaiah.
I like to go fishing and hunting, and I like to practice shooting cans with my BB gun and stuff like that.
Do you also, like, use phone and tablet and stuff like that?
Yeah, sometimes. But usually I go outdoors.
He's here on a camping trip with his grandfather, Noel, who says as a boy, he himself loved fishing, hanging out at the local swamp, and learning about snakes. It's knowledge he's passing on to Isaiah.
If you're introduced to young kids at that age, they'll continue with it when they become adults. It's hard to bring in an adult and introduce them to it. This is a time to get them hooked on it.
Or the narrator of the 1942 film puts it like this.
And the noisy brood of the barnyard, or by the mire of the pond side, all became part of that child who went forth every day, and who now goes and will always go forth every day.
For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Jennifer Mitchell.